Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
The Bert Show.
So we're helping out the Young Survivors Coalition with this walk and bike ride. In a couple of months. And you can get all the info up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com. But Jeff's interested in actually, you know, he's going to get out there and he's going to get sweaty. He's going to get dirty.
Yeah, well, maybe. Because I got overly ambitious a couple weeks ago at an event.
Mm-hmm.
I made a purchase that requires an additional purchase, and I'm not prepared to face that additional purchase.
Uh-oh. No. What'd you purchase? What was the first thing you purchased?
No big deal. I purchased myself a bicycle.
Okay. Nice.
Now, awesome. With the thought that you would ride in
the Youngster, I actually hadn't thought of it, but you bring it up that way, I'm like, that's really cool, because they have like a little 10-mile ride or 20-mile ride. That'd be easy, right?
Mm-hmm,
like, and I seriously haven't been on a bike probably in half a dozen years. Mm-hmm. Just don't own one, don't have one, and then I'm at this charity thing, and there's a bike. And
just the thought of you riding a bicycle down the road to me for whatever reason is funny.
It's not a unicycle, dude.
Or a tricycle.
It's
in the spandex pants.
Just a regular bike with a big giant front wheel and a tiny little back wheel, and down I go. But so I don't know why that's funny, but anyway, so I'm at this charity thing, and it's there, and it's a good price, and I put my bid in, and I get it, and then I go over to the charity offices, and I pick up my bike and throw it in the car, and I take it up to the lake, and I'm driving around, you know, riding around on the bike. You know, I'm like, it's cool, man. It really is. It is true. Once you learn to ride a bike, you've got it forever. Like,
yeah, you never forget.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to start riding a bike. And then it dawned on me.
Mm-hmm. Safety first, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the bell? You got to get the little ring bell.
You need a basket to carry Sasha in? Some reflectors?
Reflectors, yeah. Or that big flag that goes in the bed that attaches to the back of the banana seat.
All that.
Or a card to put in the...
I'd be fine with all that. No problem. I could go to... Dick's Sporting Goods or Walmart and trick it out if I wanted to.
Some kind of like, I don't know, sticker, little bicycle sticker to put
Sadly,
on
there. Sadly, I don't know that a regular retail store would have what I need.
Uh-oh. I would put my money on the fact that they would not.
It's about to get sad in here.
I have a big head.
Yeah.
Like, not like ego-wise, I'm a cocky guy who walks around here all
That's not what we're talking about. Maybe this is the reason why you have that
attitude. I just have
attitude.
A physically large noggin.
I mean, you have a huge head.
I know.
Hold on, I might have some sad music here. I'm not sure if this is going to work. Oh, yeah.
I mean, his head is oddly
it's massive.
Big. Yeah. I'm sorry, honey.
The first year that we did the show, we all came in here and we weighed our heads because Jeff just looks larger than everybody.
We literally put our head on a scale.
And, you know, like Melissa's came in like at 11 pounds. You know, mine was like a little bean at 6 or something like that. And Jeff's came in like off the charts,
17 pounds.
It was like dropping an anvil. It's like we had to use one of those big old 18-wheeler truck scales for his head.
Yeah, that little needle went around three full times before.
When I was a kid, when I went swimming, I think they put the little floaties around my neck. Because I was so top heavy.
It's a large head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
and so.
Good.
I think, and I haven't looked into it yet because I'm nervous, but if I'm going to, you know, like if I'm going to, I'm guessing that if I do the ride that you were talking about, Bert, the Young Survivors Coalition thing, they're probably going to require everybody to wear a helmet.
Well,
you know.
I mean, isn't it of the course. Law or yeah. something or should be?
So at some point in the near future, I'm going to have to wrap a tape measure or two
You've
around my head. No, Wendy, I haven't. You measured your tiny little ferret ants?
No, don't bring my hands into this. I don't need gloves.
Wendy need traces her hand for Thanksgiving, and it looks like a little baby chick. So,
no hat, really. You can't go into a store, and no hat fits his head.
Frankie from our promotions department, I think the new era cat people said, hey, we're going to give everybody in the building some cool hats. Just send us your size and your favorite teams. And I ignored the email because I'm nervous. Look at the size of this thing.
It's a big old knot.
I don't want to measure it.
So what are you gonna do? There's got to be a bike helmet though that fits you.
No, it's going to be custom made. You know that. You know that.
I would custom make a bike helmet. So somebody would have to come in here and put a molding around it.
I'm serious because Katie.
Dip me in plaster like I'm getting braces.
There's got to be somebody in the Shriners who has hats made.
I don't think that would even fit him. I mean, seriously, people. Because Katie.
Hey, Melissa, I'm right freaking here and I can hear you.
I know.
Right here.
Well, because Katie rides, but I mean, she's done, you know, like many triathlons and stuff. She has a bike and the helmet and stuff. So I was going to be supportive and I got a bike that's been collecting dust in the garage ever since. Then and one of the things we got when we were at the bike shop was a helmet for me, and it's like any. I mean, they're average. I mean, average.
But then the hard part is that nobody looks real cool in a bike helmet, anyways. Uh-huh. But when you put. Like, I think they're going to have to pull that thing off the bottom of the ocean that they're trying to plug the oil well with. I think I'm going to be wearing...
There's a use for the one that didn't work last week.
I think I'm going to have to wear a 4-story metal oil containment device on my head so I don't get hurt if I fall.
Can we measure your head on air?
What?
Can we measure your head on air?
I want to measure it now.
Come on.
Y'all have to make a guess.
Let's get a tape measure and measure
it. 48 inches.
It's not 48 inches.
It's like the size of my waist. It's a 30.
What's the average man head? No, I'm sorry. What's the average hat size for a man?
I don't even know where hat size starts. Yeah.
I think they're around 7-something, right?
No, that's just, that's the hat size.
That's just the hat size.
If I'm getting this custom made, I need to know inches around.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe wearing the top of the Space Needle from Seattle.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.